KK4JBQ.
This radio down, is this the famous KK4JBQ, Larry? Good evening, Larry. You and Donna, how y'all doing? Bernice and I just left the daughter's house and headed back towards the QTH.
To come and safe travel to you out there, first of all. And I think you spell that a little differently and call it infamous. I think it's spelled differently. I'm a terrible speller. Always have been. And Donna's tried to help me, though. You know, she has. I had a developmental arresting experience in the third grade, you might say. And it plagues me. But I make it okay. I don't pretend to be any great mind, but I just have fun being here as long as I'm allowed. So, was it a trip for food or for fun, or what put you two on the road?
Larry, and that's about all you get out of Bernice, but Larry, she's not the talkative one like me. What did we take down there? Eggs and dried what? And cherries? And what else? Tomatoes, so she can make salsa with, and some empty dishes. That's about it. We just wanted to get out. It's been so dreadfully hot. We're just bored, I guess you'd say, Larry.
KK4JBQ. Well, I'm acquainted with bored, and I'm going to be a little more bored for the next few days. Donna is out of town visiting some friends at their timeshare, I guess it is, in Hilton Head, and I'm not very often without her, and it's kind of a shock to my system. I'll have to put it that way. And Tom, you understand. And try to understand this. Even a word from Bernice is such a pleasure. Hello, right back at you.
Hey, Larry.
I enjoyed that the other day, getting to visit. And just proud to be a part. But the kids just got back from Iowa. My son-in-law's dad passed away a few months ago, and they went up to the farm up there. There's a lot of their clan that lives up there. Ironically, their last name is Funke, F-U-N-K-E. Well, in our days, Larry, once we got down and Funke, that was when you was dancing and such, I guess. But that's their real name, and there's a lot of Funke farms up there.
It's amusing, I have to say, but I learned as a child not to call into question anyone's last name. My name was Odd in the elementary school that I attended. My name was Odd. I have German roots, and that may have been fixed at Ellis Island. I really don't know, you know, the spelling or whatever it was. I think our family has never had anyone with genealogical interest. You know, that's a big investigation. And if you're not gifted with someone else who has kept good records, you know, even a family Bible would give a lot of details about family history. All I know is that I'm the son of hillbillies and proud to be one. KK4JBQ.
Sorry, mobile. Well, I'm just an immigrant hillbilly from Kansas down here, but I've been here 12 years, so I think I should be acceptable by now. Bernice is the German in the family. her name was Gobel, and they usually spell that G-O-B-E-L. And after they come through Ellis Island, I guess it was, Bernice, they changed it to G-O-B-L, and no E in there, which is kind of strange, but there was a lot of Gobels that lived up there in around Arma, Kansas, and they owned thousands and thousands of acres of farms, but that wasn't Bernice's mom and dad. But they had, I think, 180 acres there. But unfortunately, he passed away when Bernice was just two, and that left Mama Gobel with five children there to fend for, and they didn't get any Social Security or anything, so you got what you raised, basically. I still hear things that sound so funny, like the other day we gathered up some tomatoes, and Bernice said, yeah, we had mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches at times, and I asked her, I said, well, there weren't no free meals at school. I said, what'd you eat for lunch? And she said, oh, I'd take an apple.
I must admit, I've heard some stories involving food and other things about previous generations. I just think raising children was different in that day, and they, you've heard the phrase greatest generation, I'm sure. It had to do with the contribution that generation made, not only to the United States, but to the world. You're part of that, Tom, you know it. Part of the greatest generation. And it's changed, you know. It's changed. I didn't have anything to do with it. Oh, golly. Yeah, it's fascinating. Donna and I watch a program on PBS called Finding Your Roots. It's a very interesting presentation of two, sometimes three individuals that you probably heard of, celebrities and such. And some of them have no idea about at least one side of the family because of something that occurred way back there. Well, they use various items on a paper trail left by people, and they get right down into DNA analysis sometimes. It's a very interesting show. It's a must-watch for us. We record everything that we watch on a DVR, and that makes it possible to skip through commercials. And you know how valuable that might be. KK4JBQ.
Yes, I do. I wish I had that capability. I'll tell you for sure. Yeah, you know, TV anymore. Years ago, I had a CDL license, and I equate that to the TV nowadays. It's cars, drugs, and lawyers. And I mute every single one of them. Man, I just detest those things. Well, we've been watching Story TV. It's on channel 4-4 over the air. And they do things like that, Larry. Not quite the same, but it's just history. And it's really great. Like on Mondays, they do all military. And I equate the gun. More of my dad's generation, World War II and that. And it's just awesome. If you ever get a chance to get that over the air, it's well worth it. But they do a different thing every day. And they'll stay on subjects like that all day. It's not just a one-hour thing. It's called Story TV. It's really a nice channel.
Fascinating. It really is. I hadn't heard of that. It's easy to remember, so I'll look into that perhaps. It's available in some other way. Yeah, that would be interesting to me. I just love history. It's odd because in my schooling, it wasn't taught very well. It was assumed that you hated history, at least the elementary school that I went to it, at least. It was assumed you hated it. And then in the high school, I had a history teacher that recorded all of his lectures. Now get this, Tom and Bernice. He would call the class to order. He would bring out his rolling sack, if you remember that brand, and put the tape on. We would just watch him thread the, it was a reel-to-reel, and he would watch him thread the tape, and he'd turn it on, and he'd quietly get up and walk out of the room. every time I think about that, it just fascinates me. Now, it was dry, and, you know, who knows how long he'd had that tape and how many times he'd played it to how many classes. You ever heard of such a thing? KK4JBQ.
No, but I had some teachers that were that way. Had a math teacher that was a weatherman back in our town, and he was rather dry that way. Brilliant man, but dry. But I don't think they would have dare left the room with us guys in there at that time. We were more on the ornery side, and I wish I'd have absorbed more of that when I was there. But I love history now. Well, Larry, it's 8:53, roughly. I'm just looking at the clock in the truck, and we're getting ready to pull in the yard. But you can get you a little antenna at Walmart or anywhere and get about 50 channels over the air. Automatically program them for you, and that one just happens to be on 4-4. But he's got a lot of the older shows on there also. Grit TV with the Westerns, Meat TV, everything from Andy Griffith, you know, shows like that. And then the local TV stations, and their very small little Yagi antenna will get it for you. And it's all in HD because they made them go to digital. Now, some of the older Westerns and that, of course, aren't that way. They're 720s, I think, but most of them are 1080s or up in that area. I think you'd really enjoy it. Larry, the pleasure's all mine. Good to hear you again this evening, and I'll say 73s and sign off with you, KK4JBQ and 0TR. See you later, Larry.
Oh, Lord. N0TR, KK4JBQ. You be careful of that precious package you got on board there. And I'll be talking to you later, Tom. KK4JBQ clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4HTP. Tonight is a special net. We are trying to get to 100 check-ins tonight. We are honoring the silent keys that have had an impact on our lives. And so when you check in, if you would like to honor a silent key, then please give their call sign on the radio. It'll be nice to hear the call signs on the radio again. At this time, I will begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Give your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have 25 people on my list, starting with Richard in Simpsonville, KA3JCA. I have Miss Sally, KA4JCA. Miss Ashley, AA4ACL. Next I have K3DOV, Simpsonville, and Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. K4XMR, Mr. Mel. KJ4RQZ, Mr. Nathan from Greenville. Mr. Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Mr. Brian from Rutherfordton, KM4JWP. Mr. Daniel checking in from Woodruff, KO4ZYX. Next up, I have Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. KM4BLH, that is Kurt checking in from Greenville. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy checking in from Table Rock. Pack checking in from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Mr. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Ben checking in from Simpsonville, KO4ZEW. N4ASW, Tony from Asheville. KJ4TIQ, Mr. Philly. KI4MRA, Mr. Fred from StarTech. And Dave checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. I want to thank everyone for taking advantage of the early check-in technology that is on the VRARS.cc website. You select menu, and then you go down to net pre-check-in, and you can enter your information there. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome EchoLink stations to check-in. EchoLink stations, if you'd like to honor a silent key, then when you give your name and location, just mention that you're honoring a silent key and give their call sign over the radio. So EchoLink stations at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Good evening, net control. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. This is Joe. I'm mobile in Waynesville this evening. I'll be negative and negative 73 to everybody in the net. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thanks for joining us tonight, John, and I look forward to hearing about the stars later on tonight in your comments, among other things. So, thanks for checking in, and then I'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, who is mobile. KE0UUX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you have a good drive. Okay, looks like that's it for EchoLink for the moment, so we'll come back there if I see any more pop up on my screen. At this time, we will go ahead and move to our regular check-in, radio frequency check-in, and tonight being Monday, We're starting with Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KN4HTP to check in.
4HTP. Cindy, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Wendy.
4HTP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, in route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. It was nice to meet you, Harry, the other night at the Hamfest. I kept telling Mark it was the, I kept saying it was the wrong name for the Hamfest, but I think it was the Waynesville Hamfest. So you'll have to correct me during comments if I'm wrong. But it was a nice gathering and a beautiful location. And I have you down for Rag-Chew later, Mr. Harry. Next, I would like to recognize KO4GUN, that is Mr. Nelson, and he is in Greenville, Mobile. Thanks for joining us tonight, Nelson. Hope you have a traffic-free drive tonight. I'd also like to check in. Sorry about that. I had a tickle in my throat. I'd like to recognize my husband, Mark, W2MJB, who is giving some attention to our great big dog at this moment. She's enjoying a little brushing. And I'd like to welcome my friend Robert and my friend Miss Lisa, checking in from Piedmont by text relay, KN4ZGA and KN4LBQ. All right. At this time, let me see if there's anyone else in the group. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call Net Control to check in.
Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative four.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Mr. Gene's check-in gets us to number 30 tonight, so we're almost a third of the way to 100, so I'm hoping we'll make it. Miss Anna made it last Monday night, just over 100, like 103 or 104, and it was fabulous. So we appreciate the support out there, and I'm glad that you're all listening in and checking in as we go along. All right, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Please check in with 4, India, Oscar, Echo. W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HTP.
Hello, November 4, November, Quebec, X-ray, KN4NQX, Walter Jr., Mobile, negative and negative.
HTP. Thank you for calling the net this night, this special night. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. And also by telephone relay, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And the special silent key that I'd like to recognize tonight is one of my Elmers, my first Elmer, Donna's dad. Same call sign. KC4MFK. Hope everyone has a good evening. KK4JPQ.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, K KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative.
4HTV. Second Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim at Buffalo. No traffic, no comment. 73.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Mr. James, thank you for joining us tonight, and nearly every night, as far as I can remember. I love the energy in your voice. Thanks for joining us. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. I'll pass along your greetings to Mark. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sid. Next, I'd like to welcome Walter Jr., who is mobile, KN4NQX. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have good roads out there, Mr. Walter. And next, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Larry from Greer, KK4JBQ. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, checking in by telephone relay, KC4MFK. Hope you're having a good evening there in spite of Miss Donna being out of town. Every once in a while, a change is good. It helps us appreciate how good we've got it when she comes home again. So, next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan from Asheville, KO4JKV. And Mr. Jim, checking in from Buffalo, K3JTD. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Jim. I just wanted to mention that it's also great to check in your silent key that you'd like to honor in the comments. That way we have opportunity to hear a little story about them. So that's also a good time to mention the silent key that you would like to remember. So just wanted to give you that option as well. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for any check-ins. India through Lima, please call net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check with Echolink stations. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
HTP, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4. Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Beck, Shell, Wallen. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Keep us okay. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO 4, NH. My name is Fred. I'm on Blue Peacock tonight. I'll be negative tonight with you, but, it's not like you got a lot of honor in one more time. But two times, this 4 OJY, his name's Pussy, and KJ4RD, his name's Chuck. Just one third up, my family is a ham radio hobby, and that's what we're all doing. 7-3-1.
KN4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, Novorm Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in by telephone relay. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. Location is Columbia, South Carolina. We'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy. Good luck, and thank you for calling the net.
KN4HTP. Wendy, I'm going to jump in here out of turn because when I get home I got the antenna problem so I can't get on. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty. I'm mobile headed home. And also recognize, honor, two silent keys. First, my wife Ruth, whose call was K4PEF. And prior to her, her father, who's also was K4PEF, both silent keys. And I'll be in and out tonight.
Net Control, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey Charlie. That's WA4JWC. My name is Al Alpha Lima, located in Star, South Carolina. We have no traffic and no round table. We'd love to recognize a fine amateur that passed several years ago. this call was N4SZ, November 4, Sierra Zulu. His name was Steve, and he was very, very influential in helping our Anderson Radio Club, and we still miss him. Thank you, WA4JWC.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Welcome, Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, O-N-O. And she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thanks for checking in, and please give our greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in from Piedmont, KO4NNH. I had a lot of static coming through on my radio with your signal, but I did want to thank you for bringing along, I believe you brought along Silent Keys, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor them. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. And Mr. Chad brings along Miss Anna, who is in Columbia, KO4RYP. Chad, I think your peaches are becoming more and more famous as time goes on. I tasted some peach ice cream Miss Anna made, and it was delicious. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, who is mobile, WU2T. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Rusty. Hope you have an easy drive the rest of the way home, and thank you for bringing along some silent keys for us to honor tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Al, checking in from Star, WA4JWC. Mr. Al, thank you for bringing along N4 Sierra Zulu, Mr. Steve, for us to honor. It's wonderful to hear that he made an impact on you and the whole club. So thank you for joining us, Mr. Al. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call Net Control to check in.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensibel. I'll be in and out.
Welcome, Mr. David, KF4NXY. And Mr. David brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX. please pass on along our greetings to Miss Marie. And David honors a silent key tonight, his dad, KE4DQI. My handwriting, I got it quit complaining about it and just improve it. Anyway, Mr. David, I hope that is correct. KE4DQI for your dad, the silent key. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to honor him tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert from Arden, WB4NUU. Thanks for joining us tonight, Robert. I hope you're having a good evening. With Mr. Robert's check-in, we're up to 49 tonight. 49. So, keep on checking in with me as we move through the alphabet and encourage your friends to do so as well. We're trying to get to 100 tonight. I think we can do it. So, thank you for listening in and for checking in. All right, I'm going to move us to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Miss Wendy, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, and Joanna 29351. I'll be negative and negative. 73s.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comment. I'll be monitoring.
4HTP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, negative and negative.
4HTP. Again, November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, KN4QNV. I'm sorry, N4QNV, Brian and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KD4SRR. Now, I haven't encountered, I didn't get your name, and then I'm wondering why you attach numbers to the end. That's something I'd like to learn about. So if you can reply with your name, and then if you don't mind explaining that to me, that would be great.
And I just give the zip code, that's all. Some people don't know where we are. Some people who would find us would like to forget where we are and avoid us. That's the nature of Joanna, the largest unincorporated settlement in South Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Robert. That's good. So the people who want to find you, they have your zip code, and the people who don't want to find you, they know what zip code to avoid. I love it. Thanks for bringing your sense of humor along tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, checking in from Brevard, WD8RON, and then Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a good evening. And then Mr. Brian, checking in from Greer, N4QNV. Thank you for checking in tonight, Brian. Hope you're having a good night as well. All right, we'll give it one more opportunity here for Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call Net Control to check in. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Net Control. And Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Greenville. Negative, negative, and I'll be standing by for later on.
4HTP. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on deck.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu.
That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, checking in from Greenville, KO4YHY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim. Next up, I would like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. And then we have Rod, checking in from the land of Waz, W4WOZ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Rod. Good to have you, hear you on the radio. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the group U through Z, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I will now move us to the group Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Clark, negative and negative.
HTP, K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, located in Piggins, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Hello, Charlie 4, Alpha X-ray Yankee, Rolling Greenwood. Just take me in and out.
KM4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And I've got five to recognize, five silent keys. First one is AI4NX. That's Mike Thompson. Second one is WB4ZBZ. That's Gene Owensby. The third one is N4RQM. That's Jim Jewett. The fourth one is KC4ZPX. That's my mother, Carolyn Watson. And the last one is my father, W4DGP, Jerry Watson. Thanks for calling that tonight, Wendy. Doing a great job. W4DJW.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative negative.
For HTP. Wendy Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic notes you tonight, and I would like to recognize K4ZZX, Mr. Steve Patrone. He's just a relatively recent silent key, but he was a good friend. Just wanted to recognize him tonight.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, checking in from Gray Clark, KC2DQV. Thank you for joining us tonight, Bob. Next, I'd like to welcome Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Earl, checking in from Greenwood, KC4AXY. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome our net manager, Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Dave, thank you for bringing along some silent keys tonight for us to honor. Next, I'd like to welcome KN4CHY. That is Keith, checking in from Seneca. Good to hear you on the radio, Keith. Next, I'd like to welcome Gary from Easley. He is our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, and Miss Joy, K3JOY. Mr. Gary, thank you for bringing along some silent keys for us to remember tonight. It's nice. That call sign is familiar to me. I think that he's checked in on my nets in the past, so it's good to hear those call signs on the radio again. Thank you for remembering him. All right, at this time, we'll do another opportunity for Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call net control.
For
Control, please check in KG6CRW. This is Kilo Golf 6, Charlie Romeo Whiskey, Drew in Spartanburg, negative and negative.
And 4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Drew, checking in from Spartanburg, KG6CRW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Drew. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'm going to open it to the big group at this time, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you're listening in and haven't had the opportunity to check in yet, please do so by calling Net Control.
Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and I'll just be in and out, please.
2265W, Jeff in Greenville, I'll be in and out.
4HTV, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
N4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dan, checking in from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dan. Next up, I have Mr. Jeff checking in from Greenville, but I was missed your call sign. Can you repeat your call sign, please?
Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey, AC6IW.
To Mr. Jeff, AC6IW. Thank you for checking in tonight. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. It's good to hear you tonight, Mr. Patrick. Thank you for checking in. All right, I'm going to give another opportunity here for anyone who hasn't had the opportunity to check in yet. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. D on the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina. No traffic, no table.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, checking in from Cleveland, N4ZLK. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, Mr. Shane's check-in brings us to 68. 68. That's excellent for a Monday night. So I appreciate everyone checking in so far and encourage those listening in to move closer to the radio and check in when you get a chance. This is KN4HTP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend John, KN4RJN. What's the weather been like up your direction today?
Let's see, this is KN4RJN. Well, we had a thunderstorm roll through this afternoon. Rain came down fairly heavy there for a little while, and now it's all... it's passed, and it's all cloudy, and you can't see squat, but it did cool it off just a wee bit, but it was fairly hot today, and the humidity, well, it's not so much the humidity as it is the dew point. The dew point was fairly high, but she bought a rug the other day from somebody, a big area rug to put in the living room, and it had some pet stains and a few things on it, but, you know, she didn't pay much for it. So that was laying out on the back deck, trying to get that cleaned up and whatnot, so we had to roll that sucker up and drag it in before the thunderstorm, and I didn't realize just how heavy that thing was, but we got it inside, so we beat the rain out on that. What's it doing down your way?
Well, it was a nice cloudy day, slight breeze for a little while late this afternoon, but I managed not to go outside today. So I don't know how hot and humid it is around here. And my little outdoor thermometer that transmits indoors so I can see how hot it is out there needs me to replace its batteries. So today I'm clueless, but that doesn't happen very often. But I'm glad you got some rain. That does help to cool things off. I do need to go over and check on my vegetable garden. I haven't been out there in a few days, and I still see a lot of squash blossoms, which I think is maybe a bad sign, because I think they should have been turning into squash by now. But it's funny to picture you rolling up a big rug and dragging it into the house, and but those things can be very heavy, so I'm glad you made it, and good luck with getting it cleaned up so you like it.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's a pretty rug. I mean, you know, it's kind of a light blue-gray with, you know, flowers and whatnot and all that kind of happiness. But after I drag it inside, she says, well, it still smells a little, so I might have to send it to a rug place to get it clean. I said, well, you know, no more than what we paid for it. You're right ahead. You know, I'm not going to move all the furniture, pick up the old rug, roll this thing down, put all the furniture back, and then you decide that you want to have it cleaned. It's rolled up and it's laying there. Call them. They can come and get it, take it to their shop, clean it, and bring it back, and then I can move all the furniture and all that stuff once. But in any event, tomorrow morning, should the skies clear up, tomorrow morning, just before dawn, you can see a very thin crescent moon hanging over Venus, and should make for an interesting picture if you can get a picture of that. Won't necessarily need a set of binoculars to see it, but if you do have one, you can see both of them will be within the field of view of a set of binoculars. And things like that to me are always kind of interesting. So take a look at that. And if the skies cooperate, whoops, wrong mouse. Let me scoot over here. And then of course we've got our meteor shower coming up on the 29th. The Delta Aquarids will peak overnight. Again, those are best viewed in the southern tropics, but we should be able to see a few of them up this way, and that should make for an interesting meteor shower. And again, you don't need a scope or binoculars for that. You just need a lawn chair, your favorite beverage, and kick back and look at the sky, and you ought to see one or two anyway. It should peak around midnight, or sometime after midnight, about 15 or 20 an hour. I don't know how many we'll see at this latitude, but ought to be able to see a few.
It is pretty interesting to see things when they're lined up, like the crescent moon hanging over Venus. That will be really nice to see. So hopefully the clouds will clear enough for you to enjoy that if you decide to go out. And the meteor shower, of course, that sounds very interesting, too. So there was one that I did go out for, but it was last year sometime, and I did see a few of the meteors. I would just call them shooting stars. I know it's the same thing, but that's what I call them. And that was pretty cool to see, too. I pulled the lawn chair out back on my, just at the, towards the bottom of my hill out in the backyard, and put my feet up and watched the sky above the house. Of course, I had a blanket, so at that time of year it must have been nice and chilly out there, which makes it even more appealing to me. I like to be cold once in a while. So, but that was pretty cool. So, and the last full moon was pretty nice, too. Did you get a chance to go out and enjoy that?
This is KN4RJN. No, we were socked in. I could see a vague bright spot in the clouds. That was about it. Yeah, the full moon was a super moon, and the weather did not cooperate up here, so I didn't see squat. But I did go out to, you know, see what it was like, and it had started clouding up in the afternoon. I thought, yeah, that's about par for the course. So, but same way with that meteor shower back in, when was it, April or May, that was supposed to be so spectacular and turned out not to be, and I had clear skies for that.
Oh, they disturb us sometimes. But I wouldn't wish them away. So how is your dog doing?
This is KN4RJN. Well, my wife warned me that the rain was coming in and possible thunder showers, and so I gave the dog a pill before it got here. Calmed him down. He was shivering a little bit, but not near as bad as what he has been. So, and right now he's laying on the couch, and he's dead to the world, and he's happy. The storm passed, and he was all right, but he does not like thunderstorms or loud noises or gunshots or fireworks or, you know, just anything sudden like that. He just kind of jumps and ducks and looks around and says, "What was that?" you know, type thing. So he gets pretty nervous on thunderstorms. And so we've got medication. I give him some, and sometimes I have to get, you know, the cats, it doesn't seem to mind. Kathy every once in a while gets a little jumpy, so we give her a pill and give the dog a pill, and everybody's happy.